Birshus HaRosh Yeshiva. Tonight, we're going to review, Be'ezer Hashem, a few Yesodos that we discussed. B'meshach HaZman HaKadosh. There's one thing I'm not going to repeat. One of the things we had mentioned is that when you repeat a joke, you can't repeat a joke within 12 months. The Talmidim will remember the joke. Story you could repeat every 6 months. A Dvar Torah you could repeat within the same Dvar Torah because the odds are they won't remember it. But I want to repeat the story from 6 months ago. I'm not going to say any of the jokes. And that is the story of Rabbi Yitzchakul Mivarka. Rabbi Yitzchakul Mivarka was one of the five closest Talmidim of the Kotzke Rebbe. Sukkis night. First night of Sukkis, was looking in the Kais. And in Chassidus, it's not pshat that the halacha says that you simply need to check the yayin. The time of Kiddush is a time of tremendous hispoinenus, for a person to reflect. So it's well known that when our Zaydis used to look into the Kais in Kiddush, it was a time of hispoinenus. So the Chassidim waited 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Usually by then the Rebbe would make Kiddush. Just stood there looking in the Kos. An hour later some of the Hasidim began to leave. 2 hours later, half of the Hasidim were gone. By 1 o'clock the last Kos had left. And the legend that we have in Amshinov is when the Hasidim came back, the Rebbe was still looking in the Kos the next morning. The Rebbe explained, Rabbi Yitzchakul explained, the Yomim Noroyim just passed. It's the first Kiddush after Yom Noroyim. Do you realize what just happened? Rabosai, this year was full of Yomim Noroyim. And if we don't do an appropriate review, every single one of us, then Chas V'Chalila, so many of the lessons that this beautiful yeshiva tried to impart with the Talmidim could be lost. The first thing that jumps out at me was a lesson that I shared with the Talmidim even before you all came here. Less than 12 months ago, I was driving with my children to pick up my wife from the airport. She was returning from the States last summer, and the war had already begun. And the siren went off. And we were told on the news that when the siren goes off, you get out of your car. I was with my three youngest, my five-year-old at the time. You get out of the car and you find the best place to huddle against. And I huddle with my three children. And all of a sudden, above our heads, I would describe it as a medium-sized bang. And 500 feet in above our heads, my wife said she was walking out of the terminal, the siren went on. All of a sudden you see it. Mamish, I had the hargosha of like B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar. There it is. The Anane HaKavod, right above us. Right above our heads. 500 feet above our heads. And at the time I shared with the Talmid and the Baal Shem Tov. Parshas Ekev Ois Yutes Shamati Mimoiri Ki Kol Yirach Yitzaynis. This entire country was gripped with the Yirach Yitzaynis. Habo Bo'olam Bichlal O Beprat Odom Echod Yoda Ha'odom V'Yizboinein Shehu Yoda Yizborach Shemoy Pshuta L'Kabel Shovim V'Oz Mikablo Ba'ava V'Niftaram Yirach Yitzaynis. That the moment in which a person internalizes this personal yira, which at first glance is a yiras hachitzonis, a tremendous yiras hachitzonis, oz mikabloi be'ava, then that fear could be turned into a tremendous love. So this man, right before Elul, this year started, with that tremendous sense of Hashgacha Pratis. But the Baal Shem Tov says it starts as a Yirah Chitzonis. It was one of the closest moments in my life that I felt to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I've missed it in the past. And we always run the risk, says the Baal Shem Tov, of confusing a Yirah HaChitzonis with a Ahava Pnimis. There was a tremendous Baal Musar and Baal Avoda who for years taught Musar in this yeshiva. When he was sick, he said, Musar Shmuzim, in these walls. I wasn't Zochet to know him as a Talmud, but I remember how he struggled until his death Bekavod, being a Baal Musar until his last moment. That's Rav Podolsky Zatzal. And there is a sign downstairs in the yeshiva on the next floor below us where Rav Podolsky used to conclude, and for those Talmidim who were Zochet to learn by Rav Podolsky, they say that is exactly how he used to conclude every Musar Shmuz. Yehi Ratzon, that we should merit to live life the way it should be lived. That's a tremendous avoda. To be able to turn anxiety, angst, fears, yiras hachitzonis, and to be able to see, sometimes it's not as obvious, the ava pnimis of kudsha brichu. What Bali Musar do is they often teach us from what Chazal say that we shouldn't do, how we're supposed to find that ava pnimis. And here is where the Musar that we discussed this past year, the review begins. We're going to start with the Mishnah in the Avos that we didn't discuss in the past. Mishnah in Perek Dalid, Chof Aleph says, Shloisha dvarim maitzin es ha'adam min ha'olam. There are three things that take us out of the world. Maitzin ha'adam min ha'olam. Hakina, jealousy, hataiva, desires, va'akavod, in the pursuit for one's honor. Before we discuss those three words and how we should think about what we discussed this past Zman, first let's stop to what Rav Nachum Mordechai of Novominsk asked about the Lashon of the Mishnah. Moitzin ha'adam min ha'olam. If anything, a Baal Taiv is in this world. A Tzaddik, he's Motzias Atzmo min ha'olam. Says Rav Nachum Mordechai of Novominsk, what is the Olam? What is true reality? What is real? What is real and what is a facade? What is a Yirah HaChitzonis and what is Ahava HaPnimis? Yimloich Hashem Le'olam. The real Le'olam, the real world, has a Malchus of Kudsha Brichu. Now let's begin. Hakina. We spoke about a difficult Ramban. The Ramban in the Igeres starts out and he says that if a person speaks softly, so then he will save himself from Kas, and then he will become a Baal Anava. That's it? All you have to do is speak softly, you're salved from Kas? What's the pshat? And the Ramban taught us in the beginning of the Zman that the pshat is the following. That when it comes to the way you and I speak, that reflects on where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. In Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Zatzal's words, are we homocentric or are we theocentric? Theo means Kudsha Brichu. The person who tries to out-scream somebody else, who tries to push somebody else, is the same person who's nichshal in kas. Because that's the person who gets frustrated when things don't go his way. Kina is a person who's homocentric. It's an individual who wants something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided is really for somebody else. A few minutes ago, Rabbi Kiva Nevin Sal Shlita and I were discussing time after time after time. We see, and I was reflecting, I didn't tell him which yearbook I was looking at, but it was a 1944 yearbook of Yeshiva University. And I looked at who was clear who the editors thought would be the great Rabbanim of the next generation. I have a 1944 yearbook because my wife's grandmother, her husband was a tremendous Marbitz Torah in Queens, and his wife just passed away and she brought back some of the stuff from the States. And what's amazing is the geniuses and the people that in the yearbook they described would become the great rabbis in America, some of them weren't even religious. And my wife's grandfather, he was average, he was mediocre. In fact, he told me, you know how he survived his smicha bechina? He said, the bechina then was Rav Soloveitchik, Rav Mendel Zaks, that was the son-in-law of the Chafetz Chaim, and Rav Moshe Shatzkis, the Rav of Lomja. All giants, giants, giants of Torah. So he said he was scared to death when he went, in those days the smicha bechinas were oral. He said, but he went into the bechina and someone gave him a great idea. He said, for the first 2 minutes, try to answer the question, then answer in a vague way, so that they enjoyed speaking and learning with each other, and get them to fight and learning with each other, and then you'll be free. So he said, the first 2 minutes, he tried to answer the question. Next 58 minutes, they're all fighting and learning, and then they all had to run to go give their shiurim, and he got his smicha. The other guys, who I know, who I can't say their names, who marveled, both Rav Hutner and Rav Soloveitchik, those Talmidim, not all of them were Matzliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made every single one of us with particular talents and with particular kochos. Don't be mekana somebody else's. Be theocentric. See the beautiful gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. And with that you could become a Gadol B'Torah and a Marbitz Torah. With that you could be Mashpia and Klal Yisrael. With those talents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you. And that's what the Ramban is saying. The moment a person accepts the beautiful gifts, that's the moment in which Kas falls away, and that's where Anava is. Zeh HaMokom Shel Anava. Maitzin HaAdam Min HaOlam. Kina takes a person out of the real world. The real world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put us in. We learned in Nefesh HaChaim this man, we mentioned that Nefesh HaChaim says that there is a place that's holier than there, than the Makom HaMikdash. And you know what that place is? It's the heart of every Jew. There's not a Hasidish Sefer, there's Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Talmud of the Vilna Gaon. It's there in the Sefer Nefesh HaChaim that the Rosh Yeshiva pushed me in when I came to Yeshiva to learn with the Talmidim. I didn't know it before I came to the Yeshiva. And the Nefesh HaChaim says that a Jewish heart has greater Kedusha than the heart of the world, which is the Makom HaMikdash, because that's the physical center of the universe, and our hearts are the spiritual center of the universe. And with this we understood a stira between Rashi and the Psukim. The Torah HaKdosha says, Lo yisasuru achrei levavchem veachrei einechem. A person is not supposed to run after his heart and his eyes. How does Rashi describe the Avera based on Chazal? Ha'ayin roeh, the eye sees, va'alev chomed, and the heart desires, va'guf esa averas. That's what happens, right? When we're nichshal. Ha'ayin roeh, ha'alev chomed, va'guf osa averas. But if that's so, so then why is it that the Torah says, lo sasuru achrei levavchem va'achrei neichem? It should say, Lo sasuru achrei einechem ve'acharei levavchem. The answer must be that where is the olam? Where is our real world? The real world is in a Jewish heart. We're all going to a Bein HaZman with challenges of Shmiras Einayim. The question we have to ask, it's true, ha'ayin chomed, va'loiv roa va'gufos averos. But if a boy is going to work on his shmira seinayim like the Rosh Yeshiva dramatizes and cover his eyes all the time, no gemara is big enough for a heart that wants to do an avera, and no yetzahara is strong enough for a heart that wants kedusha. to overcome a heart of Kedusha. That's why it says, V'lois asuru achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem. Ha-taiva, if the heart has taiva. So then moitzina adam in ha-oilam, the oilam of yimloich Hashem lo-oilam. V'ha-kovot. One of the most powerful masarim that Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said, that we mentioned this man, was a trivia question. A mashal. He asked his Talmidim, he said to them, tell me, you have two people that are in a 5-star hotel. Two people are eating in the King David. One of them is paid $1,000 for a night and the other person ate for free. Explain to me how you could have such a phenomenon. Rabbosai, tonight at the King David, that's happening. There's someone there who's eating there for free, that's sleeping in the same bed for free, and there's another person that's paying $1,000. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explained, the difference is that the one who's paying for free is someone who works for the hotel. He's the hotel's lawyer. He's the hotel's accountant. He's the hotel's manager. And then there's somebody else who comes as a customer. The Rosh Yeshiva speaks about a mission of God. A mission of God job. Every single one of us, says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, is going to have to pay top price for this beautiful world. This world is billion times better than a night in the King David Hotel. And in Musar, they say sharp. They say it costs. Everything costs. There's a bill at the end of the day. But there's one person that doesn't have to pay a penny. And that's a person whose olam is in the right place. He doesn't work for himself. He works for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person who's rodef achar HaKavod, that's the person who works for himself. Hakina, hataiva, v'akavod, motzina, adam min olam. Ad kana divrei musar. Chasidus, they talk about the mofsim of the Rebbe. I heard from a Litvak a very, very bad joke. He said that there was once, it bothered him that they speak about all the mofsim of the Rebbe. And he said, I'll tell you a story about a Rebbe's mofes. There were chassidim that were talking to each other about what a Baal mofes the Rebbe is. One chassid said, you know what a Baal mofes my Rebbe is? He went 5 days without eating. And this one said, going 5 days without sleeping is a bigger thing. It's a Beferish Gemara, you can't do it. Third one says, I'll tell you, my Rebbe had a bigger mofes. It was getting close to Shabbos. And his Shkia. Shabbos was coming. The Rebbe kept on riding. On the right was Shabbos. And on the left was Shabbos. And in the middle it wasn't Shabbos. That's what a Baal Mofes my Rebbe is. But Rabbosai, in that terrible joke, there's also a beautiful yesod about what Chassidus has in it. And that is the point that we're driving home right now. And that is, what is reality? What is the chitzon? And what is the pnimius? We also had another Hashgacha Pratis this year. And that Hashgacha Pratis is very, very different than the feelings that I was zocheh to have at Ben-Gurion Airport. There were three boys whose yard site of this week that were on a first name basis with all of them. Naftali, Ayal, Gilad. Referred to as our boys. Who's alive more today? You and I? Or what they represent? When you see Klal Yisrael's love and attachment, the sense of that we're all together, tzaddikim, b'misasam kruyim chayim. That lesson is a lesson that Chassidus gives us. Not in the joke, but in what we spoke about on Lag BaOmer. Why is Lag BaOmer referred to as Hilula d'Rashbi, a Ptira as a Chasana? And the answer that we learned this man was that yes, for Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, it's a Chasana. Because the world isn't always as people perceive it. The way the general world perceives it, it's motziyin min olam, hakino ataiva ve'akavod. But the chokhmas hakabbalah, not only Musar we learned, the chokhmas hakabbalah teaches us that there's a neshama, there's a chelek elokami mal, that if a person is mekadesh shem shamayim, if his family is mekadesh shem shamayim, then that individual, tzadikim b'misasam kruyim chayim, who is alive and who is really dead? When the Kedoshim were killed in Har Nof, that's also part of our year. Rav Kupiensky, Rav Levine, Rav Goldberg, my brothers Rabbi Muvok, Rav Moshe Tversky, Zechet Tzadikim and Kedoshim Levracha, when they were murdered in their talis and tefillin, Oimdim Lefnei Koinam. What's called alive and what's called dead? Where is the real world? Beis Hashem, we should be zeicha to spend a lot of time to think about where our lev is. To think about what it means to be b'chayim and chas v'chalila the opposite. Rabbi Elchanan Vasim, and I tell the Talmidim all the time, right behind us, over here, when that Nazi, whose Torah we learned, we said over, and so many people have said over, L'doire Doiris, when that Nazi murdered Rabbi Elchanan, Al Kiddush Hashem, in his wildest dreams, he never would have thought that there would be thousands and thousands of people keeping him more alive than many other people that died long, healthy lives. But that requires you and I to pass on the flame. To pass on a flame that's not just simply that Torah is nice and the Torah is beautiful, but it's what the Rosh Yeshiva also described as a war. And that's a war of akina taiva v'akavon motzina es adam min ha'olam. It's a war of where is your world. Are you homocentric, in Rav Lichtenstein's words, or theocentric? Be'ezer Hashem, with that, will be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. We'll keep the beautiful ksharim of Teira that our yeshiva represents, the beautiful kesher to Makom HaMikdash, the place of the physical greatest Makom HaKedusha, but we'll keep that in our hearts, which Be'etzem is the greatest Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Beis Hashem, we should have a Hatzlocha Dikazman, Mimikadeshem Shemayim.